In this bulletin, New South Wales records 97 new coronavirus cases, with 29 active in the community while infectious. Victoria starts its fifth lockdown to bring the latest COVID Delta outbreak under control. And in sport, Alex de Minaur tests positive for COVID-19, forcing him out of the Tokyo Olympics. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon, Peggy Giacomelos with you. New South Wales has recorded 97 local cases of COVID-19 today. The majority of these were household cases of other contacts. 29 of these new cases were in the community for their entire infectious period. 75 cases are in hospital, 18 in the ICU, and 5 are on ventilators. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says there are around 3/4 of all cases in the Fairfield government area.
We're also seeing an extension of cases in those adjoining suburbs and local government areas. Previously, we had said that if you have the mildest of symptoms, you should get tested. Of course, we're asking any people who need to work outside of the house from that local government area to also get tested every 3 days. But now we're also asking that if you have anyone in your extended family, extended social circle or workplace that has the virus, go and get tested regardless.
Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant says people need to work harder at reducing their mobility.
My vision for this weekend is very much a stay at home. Do not leave the house unless it is absolutely critical to do so. The other areas of concern for increased testing are Bayside, Campbelltown, Camden, Lakemba, Fairfield, Liverpool, Cumberland, Mount Druitt, Rutty Hill, Bayside, Sutherland Shire, the Georges River area, and just ask everyone to come out for testing if you've got the most minimal of symptoms.
Meanwhile, Victoria has recorded 6 new local cases of COVID-19 on the first day of a statewide 5-day lockdown, which was seeded by 2 separate leakages from the Sydney Delta outbreak. The Health Department has confirmed there were 10 new COVID cases in the 24 hours to Friday morning, 4 of which were already reported by authorities. All of the cases are linked to known outbreaks, bringing the total number of active cases in the state to 36. The lockdown is due to last until midnight on Tuesday, although the Premier Daniel Andrews hasn't ruled out releasing some parts of regional Victoria sooner. And Queensland's shutting its borders to Victoria from Saturday due to the growing COVID outbreak there. The Sunshine State recorded 1 new local case today, the mother of a 12-year-old boy who tested positive yesterday. Health Minister Yvette Dyath is reminding people to check for exposure sites at least once a day.
From 1 a.m. tomorrow morning, anyone travelling from Victoria into Queensland will need to have a travel declaration and an exemption. It should only be Queensland residents who are flying in, and they will need to go into hotel quarantine for 14 days. Now, those people flying in today will still need their travel declarations, and police will be checking these at the airport. This way we can make sure we're able to contact anyone who we believe has been a close contact.
Queensland has again held off closing its border to New South Wales, keeping Greater Sydney a hotspot. And new pandemic support measures will be on the agenda when National Cabinet meets today. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has proposed a plan that will apply to any jurisdiction subject to a lockdown of 7 days or longer that is a Commonwealth-declared COVID-19 hotspot. But Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews says he's asked the Prime Minister to provide financial support to Victorians affected by the lockdown from the first day. The United Nations says 1/3 of the population of Afghanistan is experiencing malnutrition. With at least 18 million people in need of humanitarian assistance, Ramiz Alkbarov, the UN's humanitarian coordinator for Afghanistan, says the increase comes as American troops withdraw from the country and Taliban forces continue its gradual military takeover.
As you know, with the start of the spring offensive and the increased military activities which are going on the grounds and the gradual military takeover by the Taliban of more than 170 districts by now, we are seeing a large displacement. Now we have a situation when half of the children under 5 are experiencing malnutrition in the country, and we have actually 13 million people who are feeling basically are in severe hunger situation.
Mr. Alakbarov also reiterated the call to increase humanitarian funding, which is only funded at 37% for the year. to sport, and tennis player Alex de Minaur has tested positive for COVID-19. The Australian Olympic Committee has confirmed he's been forced out of the Tokyo Olympics. It comes just a day before the opening ceremony. See what the weather's doing for you for the rest of today. Showers in Perth, 19 degrees. In Adelaide, showers with possible heavy falls, 14. A shower or two in Melbourne, 15. Fog with possible light rain, 14 in Hobart. Showers in Canberra, 10. In Wollongong, becoming windy, 19 degrees. Much the same for Sydney, 19. A possible shower and windy as well in Newcastle, 20 degrees. A shower or two in Brisbane, 25. Mostly sunny, 29 in Cairns. And similar conditions in Darwin, 32 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS newsroom.